Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you didn't know, September 15th through October 15th is National Hispanic Heritage Month, which makes it a good time to talk about the issues facing the Hispanic business community in our state. And here to help us is Ramon Nieves Lugo, the Chief Marketing Officer for Unicom Media Group, a full-service Hispanic marketing, advertising, and event management firm in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also chair-elect of the Greenville Chamber's Hispanic Business Council and vice chair of the United Way of Greenville County's Latinos United Leadership Group. And he joins us now by phone. Ramon, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
Well, share with us a little bit of your background first and your company, the organizations that you are involved with.
Sure. It started with my brother, a marketing advertising agency here in Greenville, South Carolina, right after I graduated from Bob Jones University. It was to help clients reach and understand the Hispanic community. We knew that it was a space that a lot of businesses wanted to understand and a segment that they wanted to reach. And so it's been a blessing that we've been working with companies like Greenville Health System, the Greenville Drive, ScanSource.
And the Chamber of Commerce has had this Hispanic Business Council for how long now?
Wow, we're going for 4 years. The idea really was to bring together a group of Hispanic business owners who are already members of the Greenville Chamber and to really talk to them and how can the Greenville Chamber connect with the Hispanic business community and also how can we reach out to more Hispanic business owners so they can be part of the community at large.
And the Latinos United group that's with the United Way?
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. That's definitely a grassroots community organization. It was founded by Elvia Pacheco. She's from Mexico, and she works and lives here now. And we serve to be role models to other young Latinos. We do it through community outreach, self-empowerment, and education.
Now, before we talk about some of the issues facing the Hispanic business community here in our state, can you give us a picture of the Hispanic business community in our state? Do you have any statistics?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that South Carolina really puts about 1% to 2% business owners in the state are Hispanic-owned businesses. To us, that's a little bit low. You know, that's a challenge in itself, just kind of helping a lot of business owners understand how can we help them become a business officially? How can we help them how to do business properly in South Carolina?
Well, let's talk about the issues. And I guess the elephant in the room is the immigration issue that is in full discussion, seemingly nonstop in Washington.
You're correct. I mean, that itself, we could be hot here hours to talk about it, but it is an issue. I know of business owners who they're here undocumented and they're doing business and their business is under their children's name. Definitely, it's been an issue just because of immigration and finding workers to work for their business. Definitely hits home in the Hispanic community.
How is the community dealing with it?
Majority are supportive of DACA, of really helping, you know, young students, you know, young kids to go through the system. But it's like they've been that situation before where, you know, they're here undocumented or they're here or they know people that are undocumented and got to go through the program through the system. And so I think more of them are speaking out, saying, hey, I'm here and I want to do the right thing. And that's what I like about them. So most of them really want to do the right thing and they want to become either citizens or whichever really legal status they'll like to do. I met those students. I've met those kids. They definitely want to be here. They want to do the right thing. And I'm hoping that we all can be sensitive to the issue. That's my biggest thing. It's like, let's be understanding about where they come from and let's understand each other. And I hope it makes a difference.
What's another issue that is specific to the Hispanic business community?
Really helping them understand how to do business in South Carolina, how to properly have the right accounting books and how to build your business. Because, you know, the issue has been access to capital. You know, that's the biggest thing with a lot of Hispanic business owners don't really understand or want to understand better. It's like, how can I grow my business? Well, before you can grow your business, it's good to have a business plan so that you can go to a bank or go to a lender or anybody that has access to capital, help them understand. And so we've seen that quite a bit where access to capital has been really hard for Hispanic business owners.
Well, Ramon, thank you so much for your insight and your time today.
Thank you, sir.
Ramon Nieves Lugo is a principal with Unicom Media Group. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company and the organizations that he's a part of posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.